You know, it's an example of we can't see what we can't see. And sometimes it's only when we taste the fruit that we thought we desired that we realize that we were longing and chasing a taste that we don't actually prefer or even desire.
Friend, I'm Susan Beth, and you are listening to the Susan Beth Podcast, where we talk about living life intentionally and about trusting that the desires you have deep within you are there for a reason. I believe that the creator of the universe put those desires within you and that they are pathways to your purpose. My desire is that this would be a space that encourages you to lean in and to hear the whispers of the divine, and that you would be reminded of things that I honestly believe you already know. That you, my friend, are here for a reason. So if you're here for more conversations in that kind of space, welcome. Let's go.
Happy spring, friends, and thanks for being here today. You know, the transitioning of seasons, for me, it has me reflecting on the seasons that I'm walking out of and looking ahead, you know, to all the possibilities that a new season holds. And I'm learning with age to hold those expectations loosely. And before you think that that means I expect less out of life than previous years, let me explain a little further. You know, expectations have always been a huge thing for me. You know, I have a vision and expectations for most areas and things in my life towards what I expect and just what I see in my mind. And that hasn't changed. But what has changed is that I used to have an expectation of how everything was going to play out, meaning all of the details getting to the end result or my expectation of what I was expecting. And I've oftentimes painfully had to come to terms with, that's just not how life works. But I've also come to realize that this is not necessarily a negative thing. It's a surrendering to the realization that I am not in control of all of the details, and continuing to allow myself to be surprised as I hold loosely to these expectations and desires, you know, trusting that how they unfold and fully trusting that my path is being guided and held by the one who holds all things together. You know, we welcomed the season of spring this week, and just a reminder, for those that have been listening to the Sunday episodes that follow along with the weekly focus from the seasonal journal, the She is Awakening seasonal journal now has its own podcast. And I'll have the link to that in the show notes. So I want you to make sure that you go subscribe there so you don't miss any of those episodes. But I wanted the journal episodes to, you know, have a different feel and flow. And I thought it would be best for it to have its own space. I think that you'll like the new changes, and I hope that you will give it a listen and subscribe. Spring is all about growth and change. And one of the questions we've been asking in this space is, how are we seeing God at work in our lives? And what are you expecting in this season that you are entering? And I think that these are important questions for us to ask ourselves. Because we might desire to be in a different season of life, but where is God at work in our life right now in this moment? You know, what are the areas that we are being invited to partner with the work of Holy Spirit and what God is doing in our life right now? Because I found that this is where the seeds in our life are nurtured and nourished to bring fruit forth in our lives. You know, we can have all the desires and all the expectations we want, but if they aren't in alignment with God's plans and purposes for our lives, then we are setting ourselves up for frustration and for disappointment. And here's another important question that is not so easily answered. Do you even want what you think you want? I'm going to say that again. Do you even want what you think you want? You know, sometimes we are so busy putting our time and our energy into moving forward with something, you know, planting seeds to see growth in a particular area. And when we start seeing growth, we start to realize that maybe we've been planting seeds in the wrong area or the wrong kind of seeds. And now before you start recognizing that you've done this or you feel this way and start getting down on yourself, feeling like maybe you've wasted time and resources, I don't think this is always a negative thing. As a matter of fact, I think oftentimes it's necessary in different ways for each of us. It goes back to what I was just saying about holding expectations loosely and trusting God. Because as believers, our desire and intention is to follow Christ. But in our humanity, as hard as we try, we are not going to do that perfectly. And the good news is that God doesn't expect us to. I love the scripture in 1 Corinthians 13:12 that says, "Now we see things imperfectly, like puzzling reflections in a mirror, but then we will see everything with perfect clarity. All that I know now is partial and incomplete, but then I will know everything completely, just as God now knows me completely." That's so good. And the beautiful thing is that even when we miss it, God is faithful to continue to guide and to lead us and to teach us through it all. So the question of, do you actually want what you think you want? It isn't a question that can be answered quickly or completely or immediately. And I have found it to be one of those questions that's like an onion that just keeps unraveling as we cut through the layers. You know, it's an example of we can't see what we can't see. And sometimes it's only when we taste the fruit that we thought we desired that we realize that we were longing and chasing a taste that we don't actually prefer or even desire. But you don't know that until you do. So I would love to invite you to think about this layered question as you are asking yourself, what are you expecting as you are walking into this new season? Because it might just change your expectations, or better yet, it might change what seeds you decide to plant and to water in the season. I'm looking forward to experiencing and seeing all the new growth that's flourishing all around me this spring, as well as the flourishing that is taking place in you and I in this season. So let's get off the screens and get outside and feel the sun on our skin and the fresh air in our lungs, because it's a beautiful time to be alive. So don't forget to check out the links in the episode notes, and thanks for spending time here. I appreciate you. And I truly am believing for beautiful growth for each of us in this season. We'll talk soon.
Hey, you. Thanks for listening. And if you would like to connect more, head over to SusanBeth.com and sign up, and you will be one of the first to find out about anything new. Plus, there's a special free download available just to say thanks. If something in this episode did speak to you, would you do me a favor and share it with a friend that you think it might resonate with as well? And until next time, keep showing up in the world just as God purposed you to do, because you being you is exactly what we all need.